For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The fat man in the red suit is getting ready to make his annual rounds, but before he appears in stores, parades, and homes, he has some preparing to do. Every year, Arthur Cotton Erskine of West Columbia becomes Santa Claus and is seen in Christmas parades, the governor's tree lighting ceremony, and dozens of other places. But before he dons the familiar garb of St. Nick, he visits the beauty parlor to get his hair and long beard ready for his public appearances. He said the season's preparations begin early.
Starting the day after Thanksgiving, I'm at the beauty shop every morning. We try to get there around 7:30, but some days we have to get there earlier. And I got a great beautician that if I need to be there at 6 o'clock, she's there at 6 o'clock to take care of it. I update my suit every year, trying to make it better, trying to critique it like anything else. You try to make better what you got. That's pretty much the way I get prepared for it.
Santa's beautician, Carol Ann Porter, said one reason for the early start is to keep other customers from playing with his hair and disturbing her work.
If he gets out of this shop without somebody touching his hair, it's a Christmas miracle.
Santa Cotton, as he is known, is a visible sign of the season, especially at Columbia's Carolina Carillon Parade. Elizabeth Salter, parade co-chair, said he's a fantastic holiday icon who goes the extra mile to make people happy.
It's like he takes the time to make eye contact with different people in the parade. During this past parade, when I hollered at him from the street, he turned around and looked at me and kind of pointed and waved. And I was like, well, that's great. You know, he's probably doing that to a lot of people along the parade route and just making it feel like he connected with you individually. So he has a good time, and he really does make sure everybody's around him is having a good time.
Erskine loves the reaction he gets from children.
They are very excited. They'll run up to you, and if you don't set yourself up for it, they could knock you down because they'll hit you so hard just trying to get in to hug on you and want to be close to you. And also, yeah, once they get that age, that's the fun age.
He also does home visits where he takes pictures with families, sings with children, and reads to them. When he asks what they want for Christmas, he sometimes gets a surprising answer.
I had a child ask me, they wanted a baby rattle for the little sister that didn't rattle. Evidently, the baby had a rattle that made a lot of racket, but that's the most unusual toy and all that.
Santa Cotton is known as Ho-Ho to his grandchildren and family. He said they aren't confused as to whether he's Grandpa or Santa Claus.
I explained to them that I'm just really one of Santa's helpers, that, you know, Santa can't be everywhere. So Santa has helpers. And the older they get and all that, I explain to them, you know, Santa's the spirit of giving and that I'm just one of the helpers.
Porter and Erskine experiment with hair products each year to improve his look. Porter said though he spends 7 days a week in her chair each December, he's a cooperative client.
He is extremely cooperative. He does exactly what I ask when I ask. He's a good boy. He should get lots of presents.
Speaking of presents, Erskine may be so good at his role because he has experience at bringing presents that most other Santas probably don't have. Before he retired, he worked for UPS, delivering packages.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.